Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Not the greatest set of readings for Father's Day. But around the globe, too many dads, and for that matter, too many moms, cry out like Job against meaningless pain and suffering. Why does my family suffer? Why me? Too many are in storm-tossed boats, literally on the Mediterranean. Well, we might say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? I received a phone call from a dad. His son asked them the question, why doesn't God stop all the suffering? So I said, let me get this straight. You're asking me, why doesn't God stop me every time I do or say something which directly or indirectly, intentionally or unintentionally hurts or wounds another person? Silence. Thank God I could hear his breathing. In a very quiet voice, he simply said, no. No. He realized that if God worked that way, we would all be merely puppets, automatons. God will never buy us a pain-free existence at the price of human freedom. In such a world, everything is static. The stars would shine less brightly in our eyes. The helping hand would be easily ignored. And there would be no heroes. A world without heroes. And the reason is simple. Love is a free gift, or it's not love at all. It requires freedom. If there is no freedom, there is no free gift of self. There is no real love. Love in this sense is sacrifice, in that very Jewish sense of gift, a gift of self. And it is very much sacrifice in this sense, not of doing without, but in the meaning of the Latin, sacra facere, to make holy by our gift of self, our love. And so that thought kind of set me down on memory lane, and I thought about all the great heroes I've known. Even struggling heroes, in the midst of their frailty, struggling nonetheless to be this gift. Isn't that whom we all want? A friend, a partner, a lover, a dad that freely gives himself without counting the cost. And that kind of self-gift tells us we matter. It's good that we exist. Ironically, it affirms God the Creator. Their love lived out in action teaches us so much about what is most important in life. So it seems God's caught in a dilemma. God either gives us a pain-free life, that has no real love, or a love possible life that takes real risks. What can God do? Well, he models the way. He becomes himself a gift of self in Jesus, entering into the pain and mess that is our human existence, into the very depth of it, even into that God-forsakenness of, my God, why have you forsaken me on the cross? God loves us so much that he gives himself to us at the risk of our saying no. He enters still into our lives, you think about it. Physically, from this altar, he enters into your very flesh, his humanity, his divinity in you, so that he may experience in you everything that you experience. Father Timothy Radcliffe, former Master General of the Dominican Order, explained, Jesus has taken upon himself everything that separated us from his Father. Our failures, our desolations, even our sense of absence of God. And because he has shared all that is ours, we can share all that is his, even being a child of his Abba. So it's in the mess that God enters. Still in storm-tossed boats, still experiencing everything we dish up. If you think about it, Jesus is there every time. Love quenches hate. Forgiveness obliterates anger, and a helping hand lifts another up. So that kind of put me in this kind of a wondering mind. Who was really asleep in that boat? Yeah, Jesus was physically asleep, huh? Sometimes they tell the Dominicans, I sleep very well. I don't know whether it's because I've got a good conscience or no conscience. But Jesus slept well because he actually did what we say we want to do. He simply trusted his Father. That's faith. It's trust. It's that resting yourself in. So, who were the really asleep ones in that story? I want to say it's the disciples. Yeah, they were scurrying, screaming all over the place. But they were blind to God's presence, even in that boat with them. They didn't look for the grace of the moment. They didn't decide to become a moment of grace for each other in those times. Instead, they really went after Jesus. Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? There's a judgment. When Jesus taught us to call God Abba, that's a girl's name of endearment for her father, a boy's name of trust in his dad, he was inviting us, inviting each of us, to enter into his confidence, his trust in the Father. We receive Jesus in our flesh so that he will pray in us. I know I'll pray the Our Father for the rest of my life until I finally learn to see with Jesus' own confidence that he prayed so readily, thy will be done. Without that Jesus optic, I'm blind to grace given and the better waiting. I can only see the pain of the moment. Without that optic, I'm blind to the real saints and heroes in so many men, for they loved when it wasn't easy, forgave when it wasn't pleasant, and present when it wasn't convenient. They simply chose to love us as best they can. So So on this day, I salute the unsung heroes that are so many fathers and those who fulfill a father's role, teachers, coaches, tutors, scout leaders, the rest. A very personal thank you. But for the rest, I say, don't think that God isn't there or doesn't care. Think rather God is asking you to become heroes. So why the suffering? What opportunity does suffering offer us? Well, in his latest encyclical, Laudato Si', Pope Francis offered an insight that seems to be at the very core of his thinking, his believing. What is that core in which embraces the pain of the planet, the pain of the poor, the pain of so many suffering? He wrote, our goal is not to amass information or to satisfy curiosity, but rather to become painfully aware, to dare to turn what is happening to the world into our personal suffering. Scary thought. And thus, to discover what each of us can do about it. To dare to turn what is happening to the world, and I'd say to the poor, into our own personal suffering. And thus, to discover what each of us can do about it. You know, real compassion is solidarity that becomes action. Suffering is not to be fled, but it is to be made by our free decision a school of learning to be heroes. God will never coerce you, He can only invite. He invites you to be fully alive. That line that I've said often in the past of St. Irenaeus, the glory of God is man, men and woman fully alive. Be a hero. Be a hero. And by the way, thanks to all the dads for being heroes so often in so many little but sometimes great ways.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.